As we've heard, this domestication has led to a unique bond between humans and dogs. And in fact, many dog owners will say they know what mood their dog is in, or that their dog instinctively knows when they're feeling sad and to cheer them up. Well, this may sound like anthropomorphising nonsense. Maybe some of it is, but dogs have actually been shown to be able to tell facial expressions of humans apart. And we're joined by Natalia Albuquerque from the University of Lincoln, who's been studying this. Hi, Natalia.
Oh, hello.
So why did you want to find out about this? Why do you want to know whether dogs can read our emotions?
Because I think so. We all agree that dog-human relationship is very, very special and is particularly interesting also from a scientific point of view. And we already knew that dogs were able to discriminate facial expressions, for example. They know the difference between a smiley face and a blank face, and they would behave differently towards different facial expressions or emotional expressions. But at the same time, we didn't know, we had no evidence of whether dogs could actually obtain emotional information from those faces. That means, for example, one thing is knowing that visually a spoon is different from a fork, but knowing that what is a fork and what is a spoon. So we wanted to see if dogs could have any kind of understanding of what is a facial expression and what is our voice, what is our vocalizations.
How do you go about testing this? How do you just go, how do I look, dog? Do I look happy?
So what we did, everything was very spontaneous. So there was no training or no familiarization phase involved. The dogs were sitting in front of two screens, and on each screen there was a facial expression being presented from the same individual. So on one screen there would be a happy face, and on the other screen would be an angry face. And at the same time it would play a sound that could be either a neutral sound as a control or a vocalization, so of the voice. So a human being, for example, saying something in a happy manner.
Or in good dog.
Yes.
Or bad dog, naughty
yes.
dog.
Okay. So we controlled for the content, and we actually wanted to see if they could obtain this information from the emotional perspective.
So what do you find? How are dogs interpreting this stuff?
Okay, so in that case, we would expect if an individual can recognize what is a facial expression, whether it's positive or negative, at least the main categories, positive versus negative, happy versus angry, for example. In that scenario, in that setup, we would expect the individual to look longer towards the happy facial expression upon listening to the happy voice, and more longer towards the angry facial expression when listening to the angry voice.
So they're kind of matching up what they're seeing with what they're hearing.
Yes, perfect. Is that in that case, for example, if we can't see anything, but if we listen to someone laughing, for example, we would expect to see someone smiling, because that's what comes, you know, voice comes with image.
So you're finding that dogs can do this. They can kind of go, oh, that seems happy, that seems angry. Why can they do this? What's the point of dogs being able to do this?
Yes, that's a very interesting question. And I think the first point is, from an evolutionary point of view, from an evolutionary perspective, it's very important to be able to read not only facial expressions, but the emotional expressions. So, for example, if you're part of a social group, especially in a complex social system, so it's very interesting, it's very adaptive and biologically advantageous if you can read others, you know, the members of your group emotions. In that case, for example, to know who should I approach, who should I avoid, is that member of my group angry, is that happy, and that would be very interesting. And dogs are unnaturally social, so we believe that this was a cognitive ability they already had to interact with members of the same species, with other dogs, in that case with wolves and their ancestors. And probably during the domestication, this shared evolutionary period with human beings, they may have developed this, refined this. So this, the ability to read emotions from other individuals, may have been selected, and this may be the key for dog-human interactions.
So you said there that maybe this has come because dogs could recognise the emotions of other dogs or wolves as they were. So dogs have emotions then?
Yes, that's another.
They have like good day, bad day, miserable day.
Yes. So we have in the emotion research area, we have two groups of emotions. So we have the basic emotions, so sadness, anger, happiness, and we have the more complex and the secondary emotions, such as jealousy, guilt. And as far as we know, dogs have all the basic emotions. So they have like happy mood or playful or aggressive, but we have already some evidence that they may have some kind of more complex emotions as well.
Lots of dog owners will say they know their dog has done something naughty because they just look at it and that thing looks guilty. Do dogs really feel guilt, or are we just projecting?
Yeah, so there's only a few studies been done in that, looking into that. And as far as we know from those studies, that usually the guilty look is more an anticipation of a punishment. So when we recognize that they did something wrong, they would look like, oh no, I think I'm going to be punished. And we're not sure whether they actually feel guilt. That guilty look may be more of a learned response towards, oh no, my owner said, what did you do? And then the dogs is just like, oh no, I'm going to be punished.
In the case of our first spaniel, chewed up my dad's credit cards. thank you very much. That's Natalia Albuquerque from Lincoln University.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Georgia Mills, and with Kat Arney. Still to come, how smart is your dog? And could clever canines help us to understand Alzheimer's disease?